I've engaged with further correspondence with the council, and I've had a further response from them advising me that they won't be allowing land purchases to be scrutinised by the elected members of the council, and that instead it's an executive function. So, in a sense, they may believe we've had a stalemate, but that's not my position on it, and I've put in a motion to the next council meeting, the fall council meeting, which is later this month, requesting that any land purchases which are going to take place by the council will be brought before a full council meeting and will be subject to the scrutiny of the elected members.
If the issue of land transactions of this nature is an executive function, can that motion effectively compel the manager and his officials to do that for the council?
Well, I suppose this is where the conflict's going to arise. If the executive want to take a hard-line position that no, they're going to deal with all land purchases, well, in the event that any land purchases come to light or occur or take place which don't bear up to scrutiny, then very strong questions are going to be asked by the general public out there as to why there is a refusal to allow such land purchase contracts to come before the elected members, and for any person or any company engaging in a sale to the council to, you know, ensure that they are not politically connected, and to ensure that, I suppose, public monies are not being spent in a way that is above and beyond scrutiny. And it's not really acceptable to me for the executive to announce that no, it's going to deal with all land purchases and the elected members are to have no say in it, because there's little point electing councillors, the public electing councillors, to represent them if the executive then are going to attempt to tell either councillors or indeed TDs at national level that they're responsible and they're going to take the lead role in all these matters without any, as they seem to suggest, interference from councillors.
Is this an issue that may need legislation at national level to change the law to allow this to take place?
Well, no, I don't think it does. I don't think it's any big deal for the council executive to ensure that, you know, there is a condition in all contracts saying that, look, we'll sign a contract here for this purchase, but it's going to have to be approved by the members. Because I'll tell you what the corollary is. If the council themselves go to dispose of a piece of property, that has to be approved by the elected members. So why should there not be a situation where any purchases also have to be approved by the elected members?